This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Here we go. Hit it, Bryn. Our email addresses are Sarah or Vinny at RadioAlice.com. Our promotions department, Michelle Bergman, she got a little note here from Mother of the Year, Alice's best mom ever. That was, I know, it was a few months ago when we had the Mother's Day contest.
Oh, but she got to name the station
after. She did. So we had Maureen at 97.3. She wrote a little thank you note. We just want to thank you again for the wonderful Carmel Valley Resort getaway. We had a great time enjoying the beautiful resort, beaches, wine tasting, and just the time away together relaxing. Thanks so much to all of you and my favorite morning show crew. You're the best. Maureen and Monty.
Oh.
That's her husband. They went away together.
Alice's
best mom
great.
Ever, 2018. Oh,
I
my
love
God.
That
yeah,
place.
It is.
Let's go back there. When are we
know.
Going back there?
Promotions, get on that, will you?
Come on, promotions. We're giving Jane all the fun stuff. I mean, she's great. Jane, she's taking our promotions away. You know, she's fine, but come on. Throw us a bone. Just because there's 15 of us and only one of her. as you just mentioned, Vinny, Tiger Woods, his drought is over. He just won his first PGA Tour since 2013.
Yeah, it's neat.
Congratulations
it's,
to
it's,
him.
I don't watch golf really anymore. I don't have much time in my life for any more stuff. But he was a big draw.
And, he put golf into the mainstream.
Like, he changed it. He ended, you know, for him to not be in the mix on the weekend has probably hurt golf a lot. And to have him back, maybe, competing.
Feels like they desperately look for, like, they keep pushing out this young guy, that young guy, this guy's story, that guy's story, trying to get someone who grabs us like Tiger did. Oh, Tiger. Remember, we even had a horror board up here.
Yeah. Oh, it was a really big, what a fall. What a fall.
Just like off of the 90th story of something.
And I'm so dumb because I really did think he was just a golf robot. Mm-hmm. Like, I just had this image of him, you know, like he was set up with that Elin and he...
Right, he had the beautiful wife.
But
all
a loss
the money.
For words right. around girl. Like, I just didn't see him.
Like a dork.
And then it turns out he's just...
A pig like all the rest of you
boys. In it. My God, man.
Yeah.
Bala, bala.
Speaking of people who had major falls from grace, Bill Cosby has arrived at court before his sentencing.
Yikes.
That's happening today. They're saying because of his age, he could just get probation.
Really?
That's what they're saying. The judge, though, is feeling the pressure. People want him to get at least some jail time. So he just arrived at the Philly courthouse.
He's already, and not that he doesn't deserve time, and I didn't follow the whole case, but one thing for sure, his legacy is destroyed, and deservedly so. Mm-hmm. He was drugging and raping women.
For decades.
None of us knew.
No.
I don't... But for a guy in his 80s who... He's in his 80s, right?
81.
Yeah, I mean... To do jail now, it doesn't seem like a fair punishment in terms of he already can't do anything anyway, right?
I think it seems totally fair. I say throw that guy in jail and lock him up. Lock him up. I would be happy for him. The dude's a serial rapist.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying he doesn't deserve penalty. I just mean
Right.
It should
have
happened in his 50s. It should
have
happened in his 40s. It should have happened at a time in the peak of his life, not
right here at the very end.
You know.
Well, the thing about him going into jail is that then his, you know, he has a lot of medical problems, and those become the state's problems. So we would get to also pay for that. Which is one of the only reasons. By the way, he's all shooting finger guns at people.
Oh, he is.
There he is, walking into the courthouse.
So he thinks he's not getting
I don't know what he thinks. He got out of a car and protesters were screaming, "We believe in women. We believe the women and Me Too."
Is he still having someone escort him? Like, that was his big thing, was he can't see anymore.
He's legally blind, yeah.
He seems to be looking in the direction of the person. Camille, his wife of 50 years, not there. He was released on $1 million bail.
Does she still support him?
You know, she may publicly, but you don't see her publicly anymore. And
yeah, and I thought she moved out of the house where they were staying.
Yeah.
But then I was reading something over the weekend that she hired an ex-prosecutor to investigate the judge.
Oh.
So who knows where she stands in all this.
So he is looking at 10 years in prison for each charge. Found guilty on 3 counts of aggravated indecent assault. The jury was 7 men, 5 women, deliberated for a full day, and convicted him of drugging and molesting Andrea Constand in his home in 2004. There was also testimony from 5 other women who claimed they were also drugged and sexually assaulted.
Am I reading an old story? It looks like all the victims will speak before he is sentenced.
You know, I am not seeing that. That would make sense. A lot of times that happens.
When Judge Stephen O'Neill scheduled 2 days for sentencing, he built in enough time for multiple accusers to make victim impact statements about what they say Cosby did to them and how it affected them. He's going to get time.
Well, he should get at least some time. Like, I get it, you know, he's in his 80s, and frankly, it does annoy me that we'll be now in charge of paying for whatever.
Well, I wasn't thinking about that. I was thinking that it just in terms of he should have gotten this 30 years ago.
Well, people should have come forward.
Damn, you know, man.
And just the fact that, like, I truly had no inkling. I always thought he seemed like such a stand-up guy. He would even, like, preach at comedians who worked with and said swears in their acts.
Right.
Like, you don't need to do that. But, you know, in his jello pudding voice. And then to find out that this was what was going on the whole time, it's a travesty that we didn't find out until that one. What's the guy's name? Hannibal Buress?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Until he came right out and said it. I was like, what's that guy talking about?
They say here it was thought that the judge might allow any of the 6. Are there 60 women?
Oh, there's a gazillion women.
It was thought that he might allow any of the 60 women who want to talk about it to come forward, but they've now narrowed the field to just 6.
The Andrea and the 5
Constand
women who testified.
And 5 other women who testified at the retrial. Mm. They will be speaking before he's sentenced.
So anyway, I guess today or tomorrow we'll find out what his sentence is. And
he's going to spend the rest of his life in jail.
Well, one can only hope.
They're looking at 30 years in prison.
Right. 10 for each count. Childish Gambino.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for Redbone to kick in.
Yeah.
Listen, man. I don't care how athletic you are. I don't care how good a dancer you are. Sometimes the splits are going to get you.
Uh-oh.
You ever drop into a split and been like, oh, owser, yowsy?
I haven't, no.
Oh, well, you know, your time is coming.
Too cool.
How old is he, Childish Gambino?
I think 30? He's 34.
Okay.
Oh.
He was injured last night in Dallas doing a concert. He was on stage at the American Airlines Center. And about 30 minutes before the concert was set to end, he suddenly walked off stage.
He pulled a hammy.
I don't know what he
tore
pulled.
Tore a groin.
He pulled something. He's not saying what. One concert goer said he did the splits and hurt himself. Others say he misstepped during a dance move. I prefer to go with the splits, man. I feel like, you know, you drop into a split and sometimes something goes, nah, not this time.
Splits can be rough. That could have been a knee, too.
Mm.
There's a torque there. If you can't fall all the way into that.
Right.
Ouch.
People in the crowd seemed confused when he left the stage. They began doing the wave, hoping for an encore. Then the announcer said, the concert's over.
Oh, come on.
It's the end of that.
He didn't just grab a seat and finish it out?
Nope. Which makes me think it was a groin thing.
Yeah.
It's just like, oh, boy. Anyway, I mean, I guess we'll find out what happened. Or maybe we never will. But look, I just want to warn you guys, you know, guys who do the splits, mostly you, Brent. You know, you got to really make sure you're stretched and warmed up.
Yeah, you have to warm up. That's the most important part. And I'm sure he's so used to it that it's just, you know, you feel like you can just drop into it anytime.
You don't know you can't do it anymore until you hurt yourself.
Until you can't do it anymore.
Yeah, it does hurt.
Oh, did you just drop into a split? Do it over here where I can see you.
Let's see.
Did you stretch a little?
No, I didn't.
Oh, my God. Oh.
You just did it?
Yeah, my shoe fell off, too.
Hey. Look.
Oh, in your jeans? How are you doing that in jeans?
Well, I have these specific stretchy jeans just for that reason.
Oh, in case you...
Because I want to be able to kick somebody in the face if I need to. You know, it's important to me.
Dang.
Bryn does, you know, he's always doing his little moves. And I want to say it was Thursday or Friday of last week. He goes, as I'm walking by, he goes and does this kick move, like, you know, he drops
to
down.
To kick towards your face.
Whatever it was. And it goes, it comes up, but then it drops out of the way of my face. Like, I mean, if he'd wanted to, I'm like, look, man, that's great. You're flexible and very athletic.
But you're old.
But you're getting
dirt.
Old. You're either going to fall over or you're actually going to kick me in the face. Like, you need to be careful. I know it's tough. It's new territory. None of us thought we were going to get old. Just saying, be careful.
Thanks, Ma.
Well, you know, won't you feel really bad if you kick me in the face?
I would. I wouldn't let that happen.
Mm-hmm. Well, sometimes you're not in control of what you're doing.
Oh,
all.
Come on.
I don't know.
Your eyesight might get bad on you.
Oh, man, mine is going.
I'm talking to him.
Yeah, but I'm saying it is happening.
We already know that's happening.
Dude,
to you.
It's unbelievable, though. I wear two pairs of readers now to do close work. Oh. It's crazy.
What do you mean two?
I put on one pair and then I put another pair over them. I just went on Amazon and ordered 4.5s or something. I know. They're just going.
Two pairs at a time?
Yeah, because I do like super close work and I want to be able to get right in on what I'm doing. And I'm like, I can't, because if it's too far away, then I can't see the hole. I'm like, so then I was like, you know what? I'm like trying to put another pair on there. I'm like, oh, here you go. It's like having a magnifying glass in front of each eye. It's awesome. And then my eyes were just, then I was like getting a headache from it. Yeah. And, I'm like, oh, this is, yeah. I'm just saying, getting old. Just be careful. You know, you don't want to kick me in the face. I'll be super bummed if you kick me in the face.
I would too.
More problems
I would be
with my
bummed
eyes.
Too, Sarah, believe me. I feel like I'm old.
So The Bachelor and The Bachelorette
are awful shows.
Yes,
I've tried, man.
Apparently,
I don't know how you people do it.
They have enough people who want them that they're in many countries. It doesn't just happen here. So there's a Vietnamese version of this.
What?
That's right, Bren. The Vietnamese version of The Bachelor. There was some great drama on there. I just want to quickly describe this to you. I think you can get video. It's on page 11. But the bottom line is that they're doing a rose ceremony, and one of the women told The Bachelor, I went into this competition to find love, and I found that love for myself, but it isn't with you. And then she went to one of the, because I guess she had just been offered a rose. Like, you know, will you accept this rose? And usually they're like, absolutely.
Okay.
She says, I found love, but it's not with you. She turned around, went to one of the other ladies, gave her a hug and said, come home with me. That woman had just been given a rose. She went up to The Bachelor and said, here you go.
And left with the other lady.
He tried to talk her out of it. Like, no, what are you doing?
This is what I was talking about earlier. You don't try to change someone's, you know? Mm-hmm. That's temporary. If you win the moment, you'll spend the rest of your life trying to talk her out of leaving you. Mm-hmm. Dude, what are you doing? Mm-hmm. So
she left with
the, lady.
And then they cut the cameras. So what we didn't see is the woman who gave the rose back changed her mind.
And went back to the boy?
Yeah. Apparently she comes back in and accepts the rose after all. I know. So the one girl said no to the rose. Tried to get the lady to leave with her. They both leave the house, and then the other one just went, what am I doing? I want to be on TV. And she went running back in there.
And did they keep her?
Apparently, yes. She got her rose.
Oh, my God.
So you don't get to see her coming back, unfortunately. But I guess that's part of the story, too. Huh. But it sounds like great drama.
Yeah.
Come home with me.
It's all in Vietnamese, too.
Oh, it is? No subtitles?
Yeah, there's subtitles. You want to watch it?
Oh, you guys are
or...
watching it? Is it fun? Are they good looking?
It's a lot more dramatic pretty. Than I thought it would be. It really seems like a...
Uh-oh. Oh, the screen went black. Darn it.
Translate, Bryn.
Something about finding love.
Oh, he's
for
good looking.
Herself. It's not that.
Oh, this is good, but it's someone else.
Yeah.
And now she turns. Oh, she's got her hand. She's going to go to the woman. Who does she love? Oh, she's walking over and hugging. Oh. Right, head in breast.
Yeah. That's the thing.
And now, and that chick's cute.
They're already pretty.
Yeah, they're all very pretty.
Come home with me.
Come home with me.
She keeps patting the side of her face.
Yeah, I am.
And she touches her on the cheek and says, yes, I will go with you.
Yeah, it's in my dialect, too.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, this is...
You can understand it?
Mm-hmm, totally, yeah. And then this is after the chick comes back.
I don't...
Okay.
It's hard to hear.
Well, anyway, I don't like the guy in The Bachelor. The Vietnamese.
Is that the Vietnamese Chris Harrison right there standing next to him? Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah.
Got there and have to. Of course, Chris Harrison isn't hosting all of these. Like, where's Chris Harrison? Who's going to tell me it's time for the final rose?
That is pretty riveting. Yeah. I'll give it to him.
I wanted to see the two girls in the limo.
It's so complex, that whole bisexuality reality. Mm-hmm. To think that someone that you love might equally love someone of the same sex, and you find yourself going, I don't know if that's, what does that mean? Would you be tripped out if John had had full on man-on-man relations, not like sex, but relationships?
Yeah.
Had loved a man before you.
I would be, but you know, I didn't really know gay people growing up. And I didn't really have any kind of, like, until I was in college, I just didn't even have, it just seemed like something that people whispered about. One, you know, like, no one in my school was gay. Turns out half of my class was gay. Like, every, you know, the one, the guy I was in love with for years lives in a purple house with his husband now, you know. I have to see him on Facebook. It's adorable. Like, I just didn't get it. And I think that maybe now if I was dating someone kind of with the mindset that I have now and they said, yeah, I've been in relationships with men, I'd be like, okay, well, if we're going to be together, just you can only be with me, I guess. Mm-hmm. I don't know. When I got with John, I would have been like, oh, no, I don't think we can.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah. Would you, but is it different for dudes? Like, if you knew that your girlfriend had been in a full-on relationship with a girl?
I guess we'd have to talk about it, but I would have a tendency to believe that she is struggling to figure out.
I don't want to be part of your struggle.
And I don't necessarily want to be the one. Because I'll send you right back to women for sure. That's happening. So, you know, I don't.
Have you met me?
I mean, let me spare you because I'm not going to win the day for the boys on this one. Right. That's for sure. I don't know. That's an interesting piece of television there.
It is. I know. Well, and then the girl comes back. It's crazy. Yeah.
Too bad I can't understand what's happening.
I know.
I posted the link on the
site. Oh, thank you very much. Good drama. Solid drama. All right. That's really all I've got time for. Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
A mom is arrested for what?
What?
After these. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Coming up at 8 o'clock, your chance to win your way into two registrations for the Healdsburg Wine Country Half Marathon. It's coming up October 27th, so I guess you have a month or so to train for it if you do get the registrations. But 8 o'clock, we'll have your chance to win.
The Radio Alice Report.
Takes about a month, right?
To train, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't know about that. Anyway, what's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. Check out our station's website. People work hard on it.
Yeah.
It's there for you.
It's wonderful.
And there's cameras. You can watch this show being performed for you every morning.
Oh, what a performance we put on here.
You betcha. RadioAlice.com.
Yeah. .com.
Here's what's happening. I'd forgotten to mention it at the start of the show, but I guess now's as good as any time. This week in San Francisco is going to suck if you drive anywhere ever at all.
Don't do anything in town this week.
Dreamforce is in town. It's the Salesforce event where they bring in about 170,000 extra people that flood the streets. Mm. There are road closures. There's the you won't find an. You got to be able to find an Uber, right? There, every third car is an Uber.
Yeah, no, you'll probably be able to find an Uber, but you won't be able to find parking. And
right, and you'll be stuck in traffic trying to get anywhere.
Yeah, good times.
So
plus, there's a couple night games. Yeah, and there's a lot going on in the city. This is a great telecommute week.
Yeah, if you can. So there's that.
All right.
Also in the news, it looked like we were all set to hear from Brett Kavanaugh, the Supreme Court nominee, and his accuser, Christine Blasey Ford. Now a second woman over the weekend has come forward accusing him of sexually assaulting her when they were, I think they were in college.
I think they were first year Yale students.
Mm-hmm. So that's the latest. They'd the New Yorker said a 53-year-old named Deborah Ramirez described the incident in an interview after being contacted by the magazine. So now we've got a second accuser, even though we'd already have scheduled appearances by these two. So whether or not we'll see a third person testify, or second person, I guess, would be the right way to word that.
What is it Michael Avenatti, Stormy Daniels' attorney?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's saying he has a third person
right.
who has, but that's all I've heard about it. So I don't, you know, you knew people would come out of the woodwork if there was anything to this, so.
Well, there it is.
Yep.
So that's the latest, and I haven't heard anything. One of the stories, that's the problem with reporting this type of stuff is it. There's so many stories out there so quickly. One of the stories I saw was that he's going to stop this and step away from it because it's hurting his family and hurting him, and he has no shot.
Right.
But that story was I saw it and then went, I can't find a second story.
Well, they're saying that this might not just destroy his hopes to be a Supreme Court justice, but that he won't be able to return to his regular judging duties.
Right.
But that'll be it for him. This could destroy the guy's life.
So anyway, that's the latest. We had sort of set testimony for Thursday, and then over the weekend, there's another woman stepping forward. There's that. As soon as I get confirmation on anything else, I'll let you know.
Yeah. Thank you.
This story is such a trip.
Okay.
So a woman named Jody May from Granville, Michigan, took away her 15-year-old daughter's iPhone back in April after the girl got in trouble at school.
Okay. Sounds like the thing to do.
Punishment.
Mm-hmm.
Cause and effect. Wasn't that Kathy's dad's thing? Anyway, so she did something at school and lost her phone for it. The girl told her father, who's divorced from Jody, the mother.
Mm-hmm.
So he called the cops on the mom and reported the phone as being stolen. He said, that's my phone. I bought it. And Jody has taken it. So what happened? The cops came and arrested Jody, the mom. Which included cuffing her.
Oh, my God.
Separating her from her four-week-old baby and keeping her in jail for 2 hours. The prosecutors charged her with 2 counts of larceny.
You've got to be kidding me.
Which had her facing 6 months in prison. Apparently.
Oh, my God.
There was never a point where they were willing to just pause for a second.
And listen to her.
And talk to her about what had gone down between her and her daughter. And why the phone was confiscated. So the trial went down last week.
It went all the way to trial?
For Jody May, the mother.
This is unbelievable.
And so as soon as the judge found out what was going on, it was immediately dismissed. But she did have to go to court and explain,
unreal.
I was punishing my daughter for whatever went down in school.
And my vindictive ex-husband decided to be
got me arrested. I bet even the husband was like, oh, my,
this is
you arrested her? Oh, my. Like,
I don't know. It seems like he, you know, wouldn't he almost have to press charges in order for
maybe.
And
I don't know
what
how that
the daughter
works.
Think about all this. Like, Dad, you got mom arrested. Of course, at 15, she might have been totally psyched about it.
Right.
Really?
Maybe. Unbelievable. Four-week-old baby, rip her away. Oh, just stop for a second and ask what happened. I mean, really, I don't know.
I have a four-week-old baby. They can't do anything for themselves. Zero. Mm-mm. Nothing.
Mom pretty much needs to be there.
Last night, I'm watching the game over. I got my knees up, and the kid's sitting there in this, like, sort of
pocket you've created.
The pocket. She can't even sit up straight without her head toppling her over. Like, that's. I had to keep rescuing her from falling out of this little nook I'd made. I mean,
yes.
That's what she had to leave behind to go get arrested. And get
I'm
checked
sure she's
in.
She's exhausted. She hasn't slept.
Yeah, she's breastfeeding, right.
Her daughter's a brat. She took away her phone.
Or that she used
unreal.
That time to rest.
Maybe. She's like, oh, my God. I would love to lay down on this hard, comfortless cot. I almost said crotch.
Yeah, I don't know what was going on there, but it's okay. We didn't have to dump it.
No.
We dumped you last week. How funny.
Not that funny. The line's pretty blurred for me, I guess. Blame the secret show.
Love is pretty great. Relationships are fun.
Agreed. So fun.
Most people find themselves in one.
Sure.
And most people gain weight, known as love weight, when in a relationship.
Well, you're together. You're sitting down, Netflix and chilling. You're making, I'm going to cook you something delicious. Well, I'm going to take you out for dinner.
You no longer have to put any effort in. He got the guy.
I'm surprised by the list that's here. Because I don't, like a couple of them, I'm all, yeah, that's the one.
Okay.
And then a couple I'm like, no, people who like to, who are in shape, like to be in shape. What? That's on the list is less motivation to keep up your physique.
Yeah.
That's why you gain the love weight, because you're not as motivated.
Yeah.
I
just want to spend every moment with you. Why would I want to run off somewhere and get all hot and sweaty when I could just sit here with you?
Because you don't want to buy new pants. That's why.
Well, maybe you'll get them for you like, Christmas.
Oh, my God.
So now we're together.
Because you like the way you look. That's why.
So boring working out. I feel so alone.
Starting a family's on the list of why people gain love weight. And that's for sure. There's only so much time in a day.
Yep.
You start looking at the pie and you start giving time away to everybody and there's what's left for you. You can maybe poop.
Yeah. And maybe sleep.
Right.
Pooping and sleeping. The only things you really have, they can't take those away from you. Well, they can take the sleeping, I guess.
So the term is love weight, huh?
Yeah.
Or something else.
4 out of 5 people gain, in quotes, love weight in a relationship. And the top reason why, and this is this is the reason. For me, why I gain weight. Because you eat out more.
Yeah.
Because you are
eating
at restaurants all the damn time.
Diet.
And then, on top of the eating out, there's the, would you guys like to see a dessert menu?
Well, maybe we'll just split something.
You know, oh, well, all right, sure. I don't want to be cheap and...
Oh, strawberry shortcake. That sounds delicious.
We've already been here 2 hours.
You want to split that? No, I was thinking about the chocolate mousse. Let's get them both. We'll just eat a bite or two of each.
Eating out more.
Yeah, don't eat out.
Is at the top of the list of why we gain love weight. Why? Do you have another name for it, Hooman?
Yeah, Hooman, what's your...
I mean, it seems like you're really sugarcoating what it is.
What is it?
Well,
yeah,
what is it?
Can you just...
Yeah, just unsugarcoat
it. I don't know.
It just seems like, you know, I've given up weight or...
Game overweight?
Oh, game overweight.
Yeah.
But that's, I'm trying to tell you, like, for example, I like to exercise. When I can, I do.
Mm-hmm.
I love to ride my bike. I love to surf. I love to run. Well, I don't love to run. Running sucks. But I do it anyway because I don't like to
do it anyway.
Buy new pants. And, yeah, that's...
Just buy stretch pants, and then you don't have to worry about
no.
it. Get a lot more use out of those.
Maternity pants, really?
Sure. Whatever it takes.
No, I don't want
Forever
elastic
breaks.
Pants. Anyway.
Buy an elastic waistband, you'll be fine. That's why sweatpants are so great. Just buy them big.
They are great.
Buy them big.
You're right.
You'll grow in.
I don't want... No.
Don't worry, you'll
grow in.
Sure. You'll be fine.
This story happened late last week, and I never got to it, but I wanted to do it because it's pretty, well, it's tragic and neat at the same time.
All right.
A guy who spent nearly 3 decades in prison was released this week after his conviction was overturned.
I feel like I heard about this.
Thanks to an article in Golf Digest.
Because he draws golf pictures, yes, or something. Somebody found out about
so
him.
So first of all, that guy got Bill Cosby's sentence. That's what Bill Cosby needs.
That's
is 3 decades
should have been in
jail.
There, right.
Back in 92, Valentino Dixon was sentenced to 39 years to life for murder in New York. Oh. Then about 6 years ago, Golf Digest did a story on him because he's an artist and loves drawing pictures of golf courses.
Such a strange thing to...
He's never even played the game.
Oh.
But his jail warden showed him a photo of the 12th hole at Augusta National and asked if he could draw it. And he became obsessed with drawing golf courses after that.
Hmm. Just like scenes from or just the overheads? Like what sorts of pictures?
I don't know, but he's into it.
Mm.
You know, right. And they do, there's no doubt, as man-made as a golf course is, they are manicured and
They can be absolutely stunning.
To perfection.
Right. The municipal golf course is not so much, but, you know, some of these high-end places.
Right.
Ooh, look at that.
A Golf Digest writer named Max Adler did an article about this in 2012 and realized the case against Valentino was kind of flimsy. So he does this story about this guy who draws these courses and then
gets to talking to him,
starts
probably,
looking and... at it. There was conflicting testimony, no physical evidence, and another guy even confessed to the murder. So instead of the article that the guy was doing about this man in jail who draws golf courses, it ends up being more about how this guy may have been railroaded. Is that the right term?
Sure. They disregarded evidence and someone else even admitted to the crime and that didn't figure into this guy's trial?
After that, people started looking into it. Then a group of law students at Georgetown spent the past semester trying to prove he was innocent, and they did it.
Oh, they figured it out.
They figured it out.
Is he out now?
The guy who'd confessed was already serving a life sentence for armed robbery.
Oh.
And once he pleaded guilty on Wednesday, Valentino went free after 27 years in jail.
So does he get some money for this? Like, do other people get in trouble for disregarding evidence? Like, what is there any justice for this guy?
Golf Digest posted, I don't know. I hope that there is a follow-up story. This news broke last week on Friday. So it was...
What state was he in?
He's a New Yorker.
Do you know what state he would... Because it depends on what state you're in, how much you get paid per year if you're wrongly in prison.
It was New York then.
Oh, he was in prison in New York.
Yeah, he was sentenced to 39 years to life for murder in New York. So just because he was drawing Augusta National, which is in Atlanta, doesn't mean...
That's where he was. All right, hold on.
In Wisconsin, it's $5,000 a year.
Oh.
Is California like $10,000 a year?
Oh. So if they find out after 3 years that you... We're innocent, then we pay you $10,000 a year.
It says for federal prison, it's $50,000 a year.
because of the butt stuff.
But $50,000 seems low.
That's why.
What did you just say?
You heard me. Bad things happen in prison, and that's why, you know, the feds, they'll kick it down. Because they're like, oh boy, you'll never be the same.
There's an article in USA Today of a man who was wrongfully imprisoned in New York for 24 years, and he got paid $6.2 million.
Wow. Hey, I'm looking at one of
I feel like you don't know stuff.
The paint, who, me?
Yeah, you.
No, there's butt stuff.
No, but so, I think that stuff happens. Federal prisons are the ones that are, I think, aren't they safer?
Are they?
Isn't that the one that Martha Quinn went to? Was like,
I think that was like
they're like camps. They're not.
No, some of them are, but
gnarly.
Like federal prison is that's the real stuff. How long?
I thought state prisons.
I think it depends
prisons.
On what you did too.
How long did this guy serve in New York?
He did 27 years.
So if we're to go on the trends, because there's another guy in Connecticut in 2007, he got paid $5 million for 18 years. This guy'll probably make a minimum of $5 million. If he sues, which he should.
Hooman, you work at San Quentin now. Is that a state or federal prison?
Oh, man. Hold on. Let me look.
I think that's a state prison.
Yeah, that's the one you don't want to go to. That's where
I would think really all prison you don't want to go to.
Of course not. But
there's always going to be some guy named Bubba who just happens to be your roommate. Yikes. Hey, I'm looking at the painting that the guy does. They're very, I just love it. Like, can we post a picture of that? He's sort of squatting by it. It's large, maybe 3 or 4 feet by 3 or 4 feet.
It's a state prison.
It's a very sort of, I don't even know what you'd call that. It's not super realistic. It's just this beautiful, it's gorgeous. I think that's a beautiful painting. I don't
even
like
golf.
Can you
ask them when you go, when are you going next to San Quentin?
October 27th.
Can you ask them if a person's butt is safer in a state or federal prison?
Yeah, where is your butt the safest?
You want to know that, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, is it right. Just at home on your couch?
Probably,
seems like
yeah.
That might be the safest place. Like, don't do bad things. And also, don't be convicted of them if you haven't done them. That would be the safest way.
Right.
Bad things happen.
Right.
That's why I never wanted to go to jail.
What? That's why?
Sure. Yep.
There is a federal prison in Dublin.
Oh, wow.
You gonna... Oh my god. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah? I just don't even.
I got the Billboard 200. We'll find out what the top albums are right now.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.